I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 10th. The City of Dayton is launching a series of efforts to address several key issues impacting its residents. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
Dayton Mayor Shanice Turner-Sloss calls her strategic vision for the city a flight plan for a stronger Dayton. It calls for 7 to 9 residents to serve on committees and work with city staff in 3 areas: people-centered governance, public safety, and economic development.
People are tired, angry, and they want us to do something. This is not all on local government. This is not all on PD. This is for us all to be involved.
People-centered governance. This includes creating 2 advisory bodies to develop initiatives with the youth. The second is reimagining public safety, increasing police foot and bike patrols, as well as supporting a violence reduction pilot led by Felons with a Future. Curtis P. Nett Johnson is the program director. He says as a result of his volunteers working in the Northridge neighborhood, there have been 88 consecutive days of no violence.
We've engaged in different conflict mediations, violence interruptions, where we've had 2 opposing factions. People had beef with each other, and we sat them down. We basically stopped retaliation as well.
The third area is business and economic development. The mayor wants to streamline local regulations for small businesses, create a strategy to rehab vacant commercial properties, and establish an advisory board of area experts. By the end of this year, each committee will give its recommendations to Dayton City Commissioners. They will then select which ones to execute. Committee applications open later this week. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Members of the Ohio legislature are rushing to move last-minute regulations of the data center industry. What was just introduced Tuesday could be sent to Governor Mike DeWine as soon as today. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson has more about one measure they're considering.
The existing and controversial 100% sales tax break for the facilities would decrease to 50% or 75%. Projects could secure that higher 75% rate by constructing on brownfields or generating electricity from outside sources. Here's GOP Senator Brian Chavez.
We know that 37 other states are offering incentives, so we're competing with other states, and we're actually competing globally as well.
But the new rate would only matter to future investments. Most existing contracts between the state and these data centers stretch far into the future. Amazon, Meta, and Google are benefiting from the 100% sales tax break for any facility they build statewide through at least the mid-2050s. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
A former Montgomery County judge has been suspended by the Supreme Court of Ohio. Richard Skelton served as a common pleas court judge from 2015 until his resignation in December of 2024. He's accused of illegally arranging an early prison release for Aaron Cox. That's the son of an acquaintance. He has been barred from practicing law for 1 year with 6 months stayed. The Supreme Court says he engaged in multiple improper out-of-court communications with Aaron Cox and his mother over the course of 2 years. Cox had pleaded guilty to several charges, including aggravated robbery, felonious assault, and escape. Another judge had previously sentenced Cox to 5 to 6 years in prison. Skelton was a patient at the medical practice where Cox's mother worked. Skelton also has been ordered to pay the costs of the disciplinary proceedings. A bipartisan bill has started out as an avenue for homeless Ohioans to get free identifying documents like birth certificates and state ID cards has turned into something else. State House correspondent Joe Ingles explains the change legislation is being fast-tracked for passage this week.
The House-passed bipartisan bill was simple until a sub-bill was accepted that Democratic State Senator Bill DeMora said changes rules for mail-in voting.
You must include a copy of your state-issued ID inside your ballot.
Jen Miller with the League of Women Voters of Ohio warns it's too much, too fast.
The way this is written is very sloppy. It's going to cause a lot of confusion for voters.
And Secretary of State Frank LaRose also worries it's being rushed.
I have a general concern that when something like this is done this quickly, that there can be unintended consequences.
LaRose and Miller say elections officials statewide have concerns about fast-tracking the bill, which could pass this week. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Former Clark County Prosecutor Andy Wilson has stepped into a new role as Ohio's 52nd Attorney General. Wilson was sworn into the position this past weekend. Governor Mike DeWine selected him to fill the position after former Attorney General Dave Yost resigned. Yost stepped down to work with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Wilson now oversees roughly 1,500 employees and 30 law enforcement divisions. That includes the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation and the Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy and Health Care Fraud and Crime Victim Services sections. Wilson is a graduate of the University of Dayton's School of Law and began his legal career as an assistant prosecutor in Clark County, later serving as the elected county prosecutor. Most recently, he directed the Ohio Department of Public Safety. He'll serve out the term vacated by Yost for the next 7 months. Look for a hot and humid day today. Air temperatures around 90 degrees. Heat indices into the 90s. Maybe more so if we get more sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. The heat continues for Thursday. Temperatures finally moderating a bit toward the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Mike Fraser.